A recent study linked obesity in children to domestic violence. Now, evidence indicates that childhood trauma can spur physical disease later on when an abused child reaches adulthood. In Alaska, the state is working to reduce adverse childhood experiences to lessen the latent impacts of trauma and to help reduce the burden on social services programs. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The conference room at a downtown Anchorage convention hall is abuzz with chatter in anticipation of keynote speaker Linda Chamberlain. And Chamberlain has a strong message.
Our early emotional experiences do become part of the architecture, the foundation of our brains. Our brains are incredibly plastic during childhood, but don't forget, as I talk about this, that till the day you die, your brain is plastic.
The event, a symposium hosted by the State Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, took place earlier this year. Chamberlain told the audience that adverse childhood experiences, such as witnessing drug use and domestic violence, can stunt a child's neurological development.
The younger the child, the more vulnerable the brain is. The thing is that you will go into a shelter, a domestic violence shelter, and I will see babies with PTSD. I know it right away. They're avoiding eye contact. They're frozen, inhibited.
The good news, she says, is that with effort, negative brain wiring can be changed. Chamberlain bases her comments on the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, or ACEs, which was conducted through the Centers for Disease Control and Kaiser Permanente during the late 1990s. Researchers found strong links between childhood traumas and long-term health and economic outcomes.
This is true of people who've ever been diagnosed with depression, people who have asthma, obesity, the negative outcomes are just more likely in the group with high ACE scores.
That's Patrick Sidmore, a planner with the Alaska Mental Health Board and a member of the State Advisory Board on Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
For example, for current smoking, we estimate from our Alaska data that 32% of the people who are current smokers would not be smokers if we could eliminate all adverse childhood experiences. And that translates into about $185 million of savings to the state, not necessarily state government, but across the public and private sector.
Sidmore says data gathered by the Alaska Division of Public Health during 2013 shows how childhood trauma contributes to chronic disease. For example, 30% of asthma sufferers in the state have links to ACEs, and almost half of COPD patients have high ACEs scores. Since it is more cost-effective in human terms to prevent childhood trauma than to pay for the damage later on, social service providers are seeking ways in which to do that. Communities in several locations in Alaska are working on becoming trauma-informed. Elizabeth Ripley is CEO of the Matanuska-Susitna Health Foundation.
Since the ACEs study was released, the brain science has caught up to the science behind the ACEs study to show that trauma changes the very physiology of the brain. But the good news, as Linda Chamberlain shares, is that we can heal the brain, but we have to be intentional about it.
Ripley says MATSU has 8 personnel trained in how to inform the public in schools, in law enforcement, and in business on efforts to reframe how we deal with childhood trauma, especially in schools where children who act out are often misunderstood.
We've tended to ask, what's wrong with you? And this changes the framework to what happened to you.
Ripley says a cohort of Alaskans have worked with the original authors of the ACEs study to train 25 people from around the state to help by providing information about the prevalence and impacts of child trauma.
The information about the fact that people can heal and that we can build resilience and help people heal from the trauma and have brighter futures is really incredibly revelatory to most people.
She says creating resilience is the key, and that just informing the public and private sectors that touch children is a huge part of the effort. MATSU joins Homer and a half dozen Alaska communities now working to become trauma-informed. I'm Ellen Lockyer.